You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
After Mexico, the two highest source countries of refugees to Canada are the Czech Republic and Hungary. In both cases, the vast majority of those seeking asylum are members of the Roma communities. Many controversial changes to the refugee system have been taking place under Conservative Minister of Immigration Jason Kenney. Bill Bila is the president of Toronto's Roma Community Center, and he joins me by phone. Hello, Bill.
Hi there.
Now, last spring, Immigration and Refugee Board researchers went to the Czech Republic to learn about the situation of the Roma there. What were the policy outcomes of this trip?
The trip to the Czech Republic was actually something that was unprecedented. Why the government decided to visit one country or one source country of refugees versus any other is actually questionable and questionably racist. Why would this single group merit a special trip? The outcome of it has been that a report has been produced, and in that report, judges at the IRB are supposed to use this as a reference to base or to judge some of the statements that people may be making from the Czech Republic during their hearings. However, that goes against the grain of what the hearings are for, to judge each individual case based on its individual merits. If this report says police protection is okay in general, then if one specific individual case happens to have severe problems with the way police protection was enforced, and the ability of this individual to seek, you know, justice and to appeal, then potentially the judge could cite this report as a reason to reject this refugee claim. I don't know specifically how many cases that has happened, but I can say specifically that since the visa was imposed on the Czech Republic, a success rate of 85% of all refugee claims from the Czech Republic has gone down to practically zero. No one is being approved these days, this has to do with the prejudicial effect of the statements made by Minister Kenney, and perhaps as a result of this report as well.
And how did the Minister of Immigration, Jason Kenney, justify this policy to the Canadian public?
His justification to the Canadian public is saying that these are bogus claims, that the EU is full of civilized countries where rule of law is the rule, and that there are other countries, such as Sudan, areas of the world, Iraq, Darfur, Afghanistan, where there are so-called real refugees, and that we should be trying to help them. And on the one hand, while I might agree that the situation is probably more dire for people in those areas where life and death could happen day to day or hour to hour, I don't see any evidence that he's actually trying to get more of those people over here. What he's doing simply is reducing the number of people coming here, and it happens to be that the people from Hungary and the Czech Republic have the brains, the wherewithal, and a little bit more money than people in those regions to be able to buy a plane ticket and come here, run for their lives, and start all over again in Canada with every scrap of savings that they have.
And how have these restrictions impacted Roma seeking asylum in Canada?
Specifically, what has happened with the Czechs, they've stopped coming because they need a visa to be able to come in, and so it's, even though they could potentially apply for a visa, they are afraid that they'll be rejected. There is a cost involved, and it's simply deters them. For the Hungarians, many Hungarians, basically the number of Czechs that was coming is now equaled by the number of Hungarians that is coming. There is no visa on Hungary, so they're still coming. However, the situation is such that people are starting to be afraid of what's going to happen when they actually have their hearings. The hearings have not been taking place very speedily, very few. I'm not sure of any that have taken place in the recent past, and so they're waiting, waiting to be able to tell their story. However, because of this new legislation being considered in Parliament, if that's passed before their hearings take place, they might all just be shipped out and deemed disqualified.
You mentioned Hungary, so as of now, the government has not developed a similar policy in regards to refugees from there.
The simple reason being that they got away with it once with the Czech Republic, and the European Union won't stand for it. If they were to impose a visa on Hungary, then there would be a retaliatory visa put on all Canadians traveling to anywhere from the UK to Estonia to Portugal to Greece, and that would be too much of a problem to deal with the business community and all of the business that takes place between the EU and Canada, and that's not in this government's interest, who is trying to pursue a free trade deal with Europe.
Now, in late March, Minister Kenny brought to Parliament Bill C-11. That's a piece of refugee reform legislation. What reforms would this legislation make?
This legislation would basically make it impossible for people from the EU to claim asylum in Canada. So that would mean all the Hungarian Roma, Czech Roma, Slovak, from whichever country, if you're coming from the EU, you cannot claim status in Canada.
And how does that work?
The law would say that the EU is considered a safe country, therefore no one can be a refugee from that region. It's kind of like the safe third country. If you were from a country, let's say somewhere in Africa where there is a civil war going on, and you were to come to the United States or stop in England first, then you couldn't really claim refugee status in Canada because you were somewhere else first. And the issue is that those safe countries, like the United States or England, or now it would be every country in the EU, you're no longer eligible. You have to deal with your own legal institutions in your country or in your region.
And what would this mean for Roma refugees claiming asylum in Canada?
It's very possible that the ones that are here awaiting their hearings would be sent back without a hearing. I'm not sure how. I don't know the details of whether it would be grandfathered, whether the people that are already here and just waiting for a hearing, whether they would actually have their hearing. But most likely, it would prejudice the judge against their individual case, because all of a sudden it would be deemed that their country is a safe place and they have nothing to be worried about.
And how has the ministry justified or what's their rationale for such reforms?
Their rationale for the reforms is that there are too many refugees coming to Canada. They believe that they are abusing Canada's liberal system, and saying that we can't let all of these people come into Canada. The system is falling apart, that we don't have the capacities to deal with it. However, it's only 2,000 Roma from the Czech Republic, 2,000 from Hungary. There are over 60,000 that come approximately, or people waiting. We have the ability to process many more, and the numbers used to be higher in the 90s. So the numbers saying that there are too many or that they are bogus claims is not true. We've heard the stories why people are coming, and based on their individual stories, they've been 85% successful up until the visa was imposed. So they're not bogus claims, first of all. Second of all, the system is crippled. It's crippled because the judges aren't there. There are open vacancies. People are not doing their jobs because they haven't been hired, and they've been left that way to cripple the system. There's no reason why we couldn't be processing more people and giving them speedy and fair trials, as used to be the case many years ago.
And what can people do to register their concerns about these new reforms?
Well, they can certainly contact their members of parliament and say, we don't want the bill dealing with refugee reform. You don't want it to pass. We have a good system. We just need it to be manned up to speed and work the way it was intended to.
Well, thanks very much, Bill, for talking with us today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Bill Bila. He is the president of the Roma Community Center in Toronto.